Welcome back to Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. You just heard Montescano by Laura Nikwe. Before that, you heard Why Oh Why by Sibby. My name is Leslie, and it's Typically Tuesdays Cooking Kitchen here on the show today. This is a segment that, I don't know, maybe will become a thing. I'm trying it out. I'm putting out some feelers. In which I cook while I record the show. Today I am making Romel Bruno's cozy one pot chicken and dumplings. I have just added the chicken stock to make the gravy, and it is smelling pretty dang good in here. Instead of using sage as written in the recipe, I've decided to use my mother's like super overly ripe spring onions from the balcony, from her like little balcony garden thing. Just added a little bit more chicken broth, and now comes a fun part. A fun part. I am going to be adding kind of like the creamy thickener type thing of or the creamy part of this gravy. I'm using unsweetened soy milk. Because one thing about me, I can't have dairy. For this recipe as well, I have also used vegan butter to put together the roux. And I just sauteed the vegetables, and now I'm just cooking it. I'm just cooking it to make sure that there are going to be no lumps of flour in this dish. I think it will take a little bit of time. I feel like I never really... just never have the patience to put together a roux, even though I do it quite often. As a child, I learned to cook by first cooking really simple dishes, boiling dumplings, things that don't even require skill. Boiling dumplings, frying up an egg and stuff like that. And then when I started to become more interested in doing it, because I just wanted to eat things that I liked, I started making a lot of Westerner or American comfort food, creamy pastas and casseroles. I made a lot of tatan tang style dishes, baked fish with rice and stuff, and some Italian dishes. So I made roux quite often, especially. You know, by the time I was in high school, I kind of figured maybe I shouldn't be having dairy. so I had no choice but to make my own with substitutes. But I always I hate the process so much because I get so impatient waiting for this flour to cook. I don't know, maybe doing the show right now is gonna force me to practice a little bit of that patience. I'm just going to continue to let it cook and stir it as that happens, and eventually when it's ready, and I will season it, and then that'll be the gravy, and then we'll move on to making the dumplings, which is the thing that I am least excited about. But oh my god, I'm not trying to brag here or anything, and this is certainly not you know, typically Tuesdays is a radio program. It is certainly not, you know, something that's like a feast for your stomach or anything like that. But, oh, buddy, if you could smell these scents right now, smell the fragrances of these herbs, this onion, garlic, the spices, you'd be like, wow, I think she kind of knows how to cook. Anyways, we'll see how it goes. Looking forward to seasoning this very soon. And I'll check back in. And we're back. You know, shout out to Kenji Lopez. I am very pleased with what's happened now. I have... I've added the chicken that I, like, deconstructed. And I did not realize that it would turn this whole thing into, like, this chunky, big experience. Because... oh my god, girl, there's so much stuff in here now. It's like, I can't even describe it other than, like, it's you know, like when you get one of those chunky Campbell soups? It has become that. So I've just put in a little bit of salt. I'll definitely need to put in more because the chicken broth, is unsalted. I like to use unsalted chicken broth because my mother does not like to eat things with flavor. So we have to be very cautious about how we portion our seasonings in this house. But I just added white pepper. I personally don't like black pepper. I think it is disgusting. Therefore I added white pepper. And now I'm gonna add a little bit more salt. Stir it up. Stir it really well. The vegetables do definitely need to be cooked a bit longer. So I'm gonna give it a taste, and then if it's good, I'm just gonna let it simmer and work on the dumplings. Wow. Yeah, that is really quite good. I, so far have not messed it up. It is a little bit sweet because of the soy. Ooh, and I put, I think, a little bit too much white pepper. But overall, it's very flavorful. It's quite creamy. This is it, buds. This is it. I'm gonna now cover that up and let it go on to, its laziest simmer. I'm actually gonna not put it on the laziest setting. It's gonna be just a track higher. And I'm gonna start making the dumplings. While I do that, here is more music. As I said before, we're doing a makeup National Indigenous Peoples Day playlist because I was sick last week. And, you know, it's kind of tradition on the show to, like, observe important days of celebration, months of celebration, even. Here is a track off of an album that I really enjoy. Here's new music by Zoom, Nij Mani Duit, Two-Spirit. Enjoy. Thank you.
God is alive. Magic is afoot. God is alive. Magic is afoot. God is afoot. Magic is alive. Life is afoot. Magic never dies. God never sickened. Many poor men lied. Many sick men lied. Magic never weakened. Magic never hid. Magic always ruled. God is afoot. God never died. God was ruler, though his funeral lengthened, though his mourners thickened. Magic never fled, though his shrouds were hoisted. The naked God did live, though his words were twisted. The naked magic thrived, though his death was published round and round the world. The heart did not believe. Many hurt men wondered, many struck men bled. Magic never faltered, magic always led. Many stones were rolled, but God would not lie down. Many wild men lied, many fat men listened. Though they offered stones, magic still was fed. Though they locked their coffers, God was always served. Magic is afoot, God rules, life is afoot. Alive is in command. Many weak men hungered, many strong men thrived. Though they boasted solitude, God was at their side. Nor the dreamer in his cell, nor the captain on the hill. Magic is alive. Though his death was pardoned, round and round the world, the heart would not believe. Though laws were carved in marble, they could not shelter men. Though altars built in parliaments, they could not order men. Police arrested magic, and magic went with them. For magic loves the hungry. But magic would not tarry. It moves from arm to arm. It would not stay with them. Magic is afoot. It cannot come to harm. It rests in an empty palm. It spawns in an empty mind. But magic is no instrument. Magic is the end. Sigue a mí.
That was Elisa P with Isumaki Junai Pongitu, The Unforgiven. Before that, you heard God is Alive, Magic is Afoot by Buffy St. Marie. My name is Leslie, and you're tuned in to Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. You can hear a fan going behind me. That's because I am in the kitchen cooking. I am making chicken and dumplings. And I have just put together the dumplings. This pastry dough, I think, is probably supposed to be considerably quite easy. In the recipe, Romel Bruno, who is the person who developed it, they said, you know, try not to overwork the dough. Just mix it until something forms. And I have done that. And so now I'm going to put the dumplings into the gravy. This is the part that's kind of freaking me out. I don't know if I'm going to be able to do this very well, but you know, I will try. I originally messed up the dough. I got too excited. I put baking soda instead of baking powder. The recipe calls for baking powder. So now I just have like this bowl of flour with some baking soda in it. So I don't know. Something might happen with that. But yeah. Trying to form these little dumplings, these little dough balls, putting them into my grave. My gravy. Not my grave. Nobody's dying here today. We'll see how it goes. I shall report back. Now I'm reporting back. The dumplings have been cooking. I have seasoned the gravy a little bit again, added a little bit more salt, and it looks like it's ready. I'm gonna I'm gonna try a little bit of it. I'm very excited, and I'm not gonna incorporate the mouth sounds. It's just not me. I don't really like mouth sounds. But yeah, I'm gonna give this a try. This is delicious. This is so good. Wow, I really did that. Wow, okay, I'm very impressed. Wow, dang, I did that. I think the next time, I'm probably not gonna get a rotisserie chicken from the store that I got it from, because one, it was too expensive, and two, also, it's not very flavorful. It's quite tasteless, actually. But that's okay, because the gravy is, like, very good. It's nice and creamy, and it's a little bit sweet from the soy. The vegetables retain their, like, natural kind of like sweetness and texture, and then you have like the herbs, the fragrances are kind of like just dancing on your tongue. You turn the fan off so that you can hear me, and then just the dumpling is just seasoned quite well. You don't need to, you know, make your gravy like super duper like well seasoned, because the dumpling kind of provides for that. There's salt in that, and so you don't want to, you know, you don't want to harden your arteries. And yeah, wow, I'm very impressed by this. This bangs. This is good. You're welcome, family. You're welcome, me as well. And I hope you enjoyed today's episode of Typically Tuesdays, because we, I don't know if we're hitting the top of the hour, we probably are, but even if we're not, I'm gonna start eating. Tune into more great CJSF programming by checking out Speak Up every Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday from 10 to 11, talking about some local stuff in Vancouver, community organizing, arts, etc. It's a good time. Check her out. Question of the day is going to be, what is a recipe that you want to try? I hope it's this one, because this soup bangs. This is so good. Yeah, are you looking forward to giving some recipes a try soon? Let me know what it is. I would love to know. Maybe I will try them myself too. Message me over at Typically Tuesdays on Instagram, or send me an email, typicallytuesdays@gmail.com. Speaking of stuff that goes hard, stuff that bangs, this last track from today's NIPD playlist is just so good. It's like, when I say goes hard, it really does. Rolling Thunder by Lila Gilday. Very excited for this track. I hope you enjoy it as much as I do.
See?